Prologue, Krista, September 2019. I didn't realize today was the 18th anniversary of my death until I caught a flash of the burning towers on CBC. As always, my heart skipped a beat when I thought about what would have happened if I'd gotten on my flight that day. Like the final scene in Say Anything, maybe I'd defeated my fear of crashing once that fastened seatbelt light went off. Maybe I'd have convinced myself that everything would be okay. But then the terrorists would have taken over. Could I have been brave like the passengers on United Flight 93? Could I have stood up, wrestled the terrorists to the ground, and reclaimed the plane? Someone on board might have known how to fly, and with my help, the flight could have landed safely, saving thousands of lives. It was a lovely fairy tale, but I doubted it. If I'd been on the plane, I'd have spent my last moments picturing Jess's face, thinking of how I'd apologize for our argument when they finally released us, and planning our new life together in Los Angeles. Not knowing that death hovered, my goal would have been to sit quietly and hope nobody noticed me. Starting in 2002, I celebrated September 11 as my birthday. Quietly, without fanfare, I'd go to a bar, find a dark corner, order a drink, and contemplate my existence for a few hours. This year was destined to be different. My morning started in chaos and had gone straight downhill. After a broken coffee maker, a housekeeping plague, allegedly haunted rooms, and a headache the size of Quebec, if I made it out of the hotel before midnight, my birthday drink would be a triple shot. But first, a zillion crises at work demanded my attention. The cell phone permanently attached to my hip rang again. Make that a zillion and one crises. I pulled the phone from its holster. This is Krista McCall. Krista, it's me. The head of my housekeeping staff. In her nervousness, the woman switched to her native French. I don't know what to do. Three of our maids called in sick. We've got 40 guests scheduled for early check-in for the conference starting tomorrow. I called everyone, but no one's picking up. Ugh. So much for relaxing with a cup of coffee anytime soon. This day would never end. Did you try Happy House Cleaners? Sometimes a local company sent people out last minute to help in a pinch. We, but they're slammed too. There's some kind of bug going around. 200 delegates are landing in Montreal today, planning to drive up here. Every timeshare in town is about to be occupied, and everyone needs to turn over their rooms as fast as possible. Of course they did. Well, I've cleaned toilets before. I can do it again. I sighed. Happy birthday to me. I'll be there as soon as I convince Miss Radomski that room 213 isn't haunted. Meanwhile, call everyone else on the schedule to see who wants overtime. Give them an extra vacation day, too, if you have to. As soon as a guest checks out of a room, we need to be ready to flip it. I hung up and returned to the front desk, where one of our regular customers loudly objected to the room she'd been placed in. The first time ever the woman showed up without a reservation, and naturally, conferences ate up all but one available room. It never rains, but it pours. What a day. I'm very sorry, Mrs. Radomski. We're just slammed today. There's nothing. 13 is bad luck. You will put me in another room. Any other room will do. I wish I could, but unfortunately, we don't have any other rooms right now. Everything is booked. The 60-year-old woman drew herself up to her full height of 4 feet 11 inches, narrowed her eyes, and glared up at me. All of a sudden, I felt 5 years old, being scolded for climbing the neighbor's tree to rescue the frisbee my older brother Brad told me not to play with. You will find me another room, or I'll find myself another hotel and casino to spend my money in. Are we clear? Yes, ma'am, of course. Again, I'm sorry. Why don't you go over to the cafe and have anything you'd like on me while we work this out? I pulled the clerk aside. Find any other guest who's arriving today, preferably somebody we don't have a relationship with, and put them in room 213.